Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining another episode of the Launchpad series on Channel 9, where we showcase critical line of business applications running on Windows, Office, and other Microsoft platforms in banking, retail, healthcare, and other verticals, including education. With me today is Tommy Breffer from Jack Henry. Tommy, good to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming over. Tommy is the managing director from Jack Henry Corporate, and Richie Dodgen will be showing the demo in a few moments from the product management team at Jack Henry Banking. So Tommy, you're going to share with us a bit about Jack Henry and the solutions you provide, mm-hmm. and we'll bring in Richie to do the demo. But before we get started, I know you have quite a bit of a banking background. So how did you get into the banking industry at the beginning?
Yeah, so it actually started back long before while I was in college. I was actually a bank teller, so I got to experience a lot of the applications that were being built for that bank that are very mm-hmm. similar to Jack Henry.
Right.
And then coming out of school, I went to work for a company that built banking software that actually competed against Jack Henry, but I did not know that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then went into some consulting where we did consulting work for banks, and then landed and actually did consulting work for Jack Henry, and then ended up back with Jack Henry.
Right, right. So what is that one thing that you really like about, you know, being in banking?
Well, what's fun is what I learned as a teller is the relationships you build with your different customers, because mm-hmm. even as a commercial teller, we develop a lot of relationships because the commercial customers, the merchants, the people you buy stuff from, are constantly coming to the bank. And
right.
at that point, you establish a nice relationship. The interesting thing is a lot of things have changed, and what you're going to see today talks a lot about why it's changed. But today, it's still relationship focused. You just don't get as much touch points as you had in the past.
Right. But at the end of the day, I think the joy and the satisfaction come from the fact that
people.
Your merchants are coming in, seeing you at the branch, and you seeing their business growing financially
right.
as well, and you're part of that success.
It's very exciting to see that. And then also, you know, being in the banking industry as long as I have, it's exciting to see how technology is transforming over time.
Right.
And
right.
making it even more exciting.
Great, great. So with that, Tommy, can you share with us and the audience today about the history of Jack Henry?
Yeah, so Jack Henry and Jerry Hall founded Jack Henry back in 1976, so about a year after Microsoft was founded. And they both worked at banks and realized there was a need for banks to leverage technology more.
Mm-hmm.
So they started the company back in 1976, and over time as it's grown through acquisitions and just organic growth
right,
in
right.
serving a lot of the customers. And today we serve over 11,300 banks, and some are core, some are not.
Mm-hmm. And all across the various states in the United States, right?
All across the United States and even across the world. We're on 5 of the 7 continents.
Right, right, including UK, I remember now.
UK, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. yep.
Excellent, excellent. So what type of products do you offer?
So this is showing really the how we go to market. So we have 3 divisions. So originally Jack Henry Banking, what is today Jack Henry Banking, was Jack Henry & Associates, because mm-hmm. it was all about banking.
Right.
But we acquired a company called Symitar, and that became our division that focuses on credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have ProfitStars, which is solutions that go across credit unions, banks, and even outside the financial services industry.
I see. Gotcha.
And so this slide's showing how we actually serve and divide up our customer base. So at the top, you see anywhere from 0 to the $20 billion banks. And those are typically running our core software that you're seeing.
That's right here.
Right
yeah.
there. And mm-hmm. then Symitar has the same with the size of the credit unions. So, and then ProfitStars, we're showing how it goes across all of those. So this is a comprehensive model of Jack Henry & Associates Corporate, and offering well over close to 200 products, and any of those products can run inside the bank or on our data centers or any of the new cloud data centers as well.
Right. And I also see that you have a lot of focus on business banking as well as consumer and commercial solutions.
Yeah, so if you're familiar, if you do online banking, if you're not working with one of the large banks, you've mm-hmm. probably used our software as an online banking and mobile banking
right,
software.
Right, as an enabler,
well.
Behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, as a consumer. Really what Jack Henry does is make any bank that's not one of the big banks in the United States be able to provide the same services through technology
right.
as the big banks, because they
right.
can do it themselves. Everybody else needs help, and that's what we do.
So it can include internet banking, include a lot of
internet,
transactions you can do.
Absolutely. Payment processing.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
All right, so Richie today is going to talk a little bit more about our Branch Anywhere application, which fits into the Jack Henry banking side. And eventually we'll probably go into the Symitar side to support the credit unions. But today it's really focused on the banking side.
Right. And that's the new mobility solutions that can
it's
help
the new
them
touch-friendly.
Yep.
Because and that's the nice thing about the Microsoft technologies is it today can run our software on the device itself, but it's not designed to be touch. It's designed to a keyboard and mouse. Branch Anywhere is all about touch, and
right.
It's touch enabling those core systems.
And ultimately, it's about serving customer where they would like to do business.
Absolutely,
with you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right, great. All right, Richie, thank you for coming over.
Thank you, Baldwin. Thanks for having us.
Richie Dodgen is a product manager from Jack Henry Banking, and so it's great to have you here in the studio. I know that we have a tech audience here. Of course, everybody loves to see the Jack Henry app working in live demo. Before we do that, though, it's really important to our audience to hear more about what you've been hearing from your customers and both the merchants and also the banking institutions about top-of-mind issues and questions that they would like you guys to address.
Absolutely. So really, a lot of the top-of-mind topics that really the industry is really focusing on now is a lot surrounding branch transformations.
Mm-hmm.
And when they talk about branch transformations, it's really, you know, the average branch today is about 25 years old.
Right.
And it was really designed for a different time when that channel was the predominant delivery channel for branches, for banks. So now as things transition more to the e-banking commerce side, the branches and the use of the branches is changing. And so there's a lot of focus in on transforming what a branch looks like,
mm-hmm.
going from the 2,500 square foot branch to maybe an 800 square foot branch now,
right.
and having a
right.
different layout. And then as part of that, really changing also the customer experience. So as the customer interacts with the bank across channels, they should have similar experiences as they interact with the different delivery channels. And they want a seamless, clean customer experience at the branch level as well.
Mm-hmm. And if I can ask you, just really pause for a second, I realize just the last few years that there are more and more, I think what you call smaller branches, they're residing in supermarkets.
That's right.
Which, honestly, for me, business individual, make total sense, because I can grab some groceries and after that maybe do some CDs, transactions, maybe just pay some credit card, or it's sometimes some things I cannot do online.
Right.
Right? CDs are typically one of those, like we have to show up in the branch. I think it's a federal regulation.
In more retail locations where you're conducting business of your own,
right.
It can be convenient to go into a branch. We'll see them on college campuses as well.
Right, that's
so,
right.
So, yes.
Yeah. And I think to that is the branch traffic now is really seeping into more places outside of the traditional branch offices, right?
That's right, and that's been a topic that's that a lot of the banks are concerned about and focusing in on. As I mentioned, a lot of customers are self-servicing using the e-banking channels. So branch traffic has declined, but they still have those footprints of those branches, and they're trying to transition those and have a different layout, as we've mentioned, but not only have a different experience when the customer comes into a different kind of location or a transformed branch, but being able to go to the customer
mm-hmm.
or to a prospect because they may not be coming into the branch as much anymore. So having the mobility to not only work inside of a branch with a different kind of interaction, but leaving and having the freedom to move out to the customer site or meet them at a different location.
Right, because I think as I chatted with you earlier, you started with a couple of jobs in the commercial banking side, right?
That's right.
So
that's
you can
right.
relate to how customers are busy with their own schedule.
Right.
I'm talking about the merchants now, the business customers of banks, and sometimes they find it occasionally a chore to go
That's
to the
right.
banks and
it's
conduct
more,
some things.
Yeah.
Right. So it's better for the bankers to go to where they want to conduct business.
It's more comfortable. It's
right.
not much of a chore or an errand anymore.
Right.
It's a different kind of experience. And as you mentioned too, for me, when a lot of our customers are community banks and they're involved in the community, much like I was as well,
right.
I would be at a Rotary meeting or a community event and
right.
run into a client.
Right.
They would need something or need something done for them. Instead of me having to remember and go back to the branch and perform it, now I'm carrying my tablet around and I'm taking care of customers' needs as I interact with them in the community.
Right. So you're really moving the branch to where the customers are
That's
as
right.
opposed to them going to you.
That's right.
That's excellent. And as part of that, it really helps you drive your staffing efficiency training and all that, right?
That's right. So service efficiency is really going to be hitting a few things. You know, as we kind of, as banks start to get more and more restrictions on revenue generation and fee, the government monitoring those things, really a great way to attack that is also saving costs.
Right.
And service efficiency is a huge component for banks today. And the way that that's really going to be addressed is, you know, as these branches transform, as we mentioned, a lot of times in the past where you had different stations at a branch in a kind of an older layout, mm-hmm. and the customer went to different locations,
right.
Now we have a smaller footprint, an updated branch, and a smaller staff. And they need to be able to do things efficiently
right.
in one time.
Right.
So having that integration across their enterprise is a huge component to this as well.
Right, and I think this is a great segue to our next slide where we talk about what is Branch Anywhere. So as I understand it, it's really sort of a single pane of glass. It can feed powerful solutions from the back end through the cloud into the pane of glass for the individual banker, correct?
That's right, that's right. So traditionally when the banker's in a branch or at their desk, they have access to the full suite of the enterprise solutions that mm-hmm. that we offer.
Right.
But when I'm mobile or remote, what we're doing is taking a subset of functionality across the whole enterprise, whether it's imaging or ATM systems or the core system itself or the CRM system.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking components across the board and bundling that into this one app that they can take with them on the go
right.
and interact with their enterprise solutions.
So what this means is that the most commonly used tasks for various parts of the services of the banks can now be conducted via this Banking Anywhere.
That's right, that's right.
Great.
It's a whole new era for banking, and
right,
it's
right.
going to create a whole new experience for the customers as well.
All right, so why don't we jump right into the tour demo?
Okay, great. Okay, so let's just jump right in. You notice that we just have simply an app that's on the Windows device here, and as the banker, we'll just go in and take that option to log in. Now, as we log in, mm-hmm. The system is using Active Directory, so
right.
our banks don't have another username or their employees don't have another username or password to manage and deal with. So,
mm-hmm.
And of course, it will log them out after a certain period of time based upon securities and protocols and things of
right.
that nature.
Which is another requirement for a banking institution.
That's right.
Yeah.
So as we log into the environment here, I'm just going to be able to go in and search for my customers. So
mm-hmm.
Adam Eckerson, for example, walks in and has a conversation with us. I greet him maybe inside of a branch
mm-hmm.
With my tablet as I'm walking around assisting customers.
Right.
Adam had a question about his balance, was curious about something that cleared through the transaction history. We can go in and just simply look up Adam's information. And as we pull up Adam, one of the things that happens is, you know, we do have the ability for banks to verify a customer's identity based
right.
upon information that we know about them.
Right.
But of course, if I'm interacting with you, Baldwin, I can just certainly just be able to validate based upon your identity
right.
as we integrate to our imaging systems.
Right. So I noticed that you have, this is where your imaging service actually have their photo ID pre-scanned, stored, and that can be retrieved.
That's right.
Anywhere you want.
That's right. It's
yep.
just an example of,
right.
you know, we talked about pulling pieces and parts across the enterprise. We're pulling that great component from our imaging system and using that here for us as we interact with the customer on the tablet.
Right. Excellent.
So we'll just validate. You know, Adam doesn't need to know that I didn't recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
I can really carry on that, you know, Tommy talked about knowing the customers and having
right.
that relationship and carrying that forward. So that's a great component to that. And I did tellering as well, and it was really kind of awkward to ask someone for their ID that's been a customer forever because
that's
you
right.
didn't recognize them.
Right, so in a way, this not only the imaging part of the photo ID, not only is it great for the validation, also smooth out any kind of kinks.
That's right, that's right.
For someone maybe still new to the business, or maybe a new staff, might have only seen a customer a couple
right.
of times, but over time, that becomes a much smoother experience.
And I have a feeling that you know me as
right.
I interact with you as
that's
my
right.
banker. We just moved right in through. You didn't hit me with a whole lot of questions to make sure, you know, I was who I said I was.
Correct. That's right. Now, notice that you have an alert here. So what does that mean by Reg E?
So Reg E is a regulation that banks are bound by where customers have to opt in or give a response to whether or not they're okay with their debit card being covered with overdraft protection policies.
Gotcha.
So that's an important feature, and banks are trying to get that that response,
mm-hmm.
whether they accept or decline or
right.
And with Reg E as they interact with them. So that's just another alert that we put in here with our Branch Anywhere solution.
So in this case, they can choose to add it.
That's right.
Yeah,
so
during the process.
That's right. So not just listing the alert, but providing the ease of use to be able to just simply hit add and take that response right
mm-hmm.
then and there.
Excellent.
Now, in Adam's example, where he had to come in with a question, I can just simply move through to the accounts that Adam has with us and look at all the accounts that Adam has here. And as we pull up the accounts, we can go in and look at the details. And of course, if we had an alert on this specific account, like this Reg E, we didn't get an election on this one account. We're getting notified that here. But I can immediately move through to the transactions that Adam has with us. Mm-hmm. So I can see all the transactions here. I could also go through and search for something specific. So if Adam was questioning,
or
a certain date that it cleared, or an amount number, we can go in and look at that, as well as produce a customer-friendly view of transaction history. So something the banks would be proud to show with a nice-looking logo and transactional history to provide to them.
Mm-hmm.
But in Adam's example, maybe he questioned this one particular transaction. We wanted to discuss that. We can obviously go also and view the image of that check.
Excellent.
And see the details of that. Did you clear this? Was that your signature, for example?
That's right.
So, or who processed that check?
Right.
Look at the back of the check. So our check item image integration is showing up here, for example.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And again, to your point earlier, if this were to be a Rotary Club event and you run into a very important commercial banking customer, you could, with your Surface Pro 3 here and Windows and also your Branch Anywhere, you could serve that customer at some private corner of that event and take care of some important business without having that individual to go back to the office next couple of days.
And one of the really cool things too with our integration from the Microsoft platform here and our .NET Enterprise solution is if we realized as I greeted Adam that he needed a little more assistance, we wanted to speak with a loan officer or somebody that in more depth, I can take this session as I've interacted with Adam and send it to another user in their Enterprise system. So we have some great integration with our existing Enterprise.NET environment through Branch Anywhere.
And that's cool because this will compress the time it takes for the loan officer to get ready.
Right.
Since you were walking on that same screen, you can now kind of literally just flip the session over to that other terminal where the loan officer is sitting getting ready to go.
And Adam's already validated his identity. We don't have to tell, Adam don't have to tell a story again.
Correct.
We can just send that session directly to and have an elegant kind of movement from one channel to another as another employee works with the customer.
Right. Very seamless experience.
That's right.
Yeah. So beyond this one, do you have another scenario? Can walk us through more of the other parts of this?
Certainly. Now, what we can do as well is if we look up a different customer, maybe give a different example of some of the things that we can interact with. And you know, one thing to mention too is one of the benefits with the Surface device is being able to use native tools. Instead of cluttering up with a bunch of additional tools a banker could use, we take advantage of those neat components that you make available with the service to pop up additional tools to be able to assist the customer and again help with that service efficiency.
Right, right. So in this case, I see that you have ability to update some of the CRM, like customer information, like phone numbers, email address. But even you have the ability to reset internet PIN.
That's right.
Which is really a different service, like in a back end, but you bubble it up all to this. You know, I don't know if it's the right term, but it's to me is an all-purpose banker.
Yeah,
might be at this mini branch within the supermarket chain, can do all of those things within that same pane of glass, same app.
Well said, and you know, it goes back to the fact that you know we don't just have one product; really bundling features from, you know, internet banking or the ATM system or the imaging system, all into here to be easily used in our Branch Anywhere app.
Right, and that really helps with the training piece as well, right?
So that's right.
New staffers can learn more through this very intuitive
application. Exactly.
Jump in.
So let's jump to another customer and look at a different example where maybe I've greeted them, they come into a location, just to assist them, and I pull up their information. For example, Jake Curtin, I validate Jake's identity.
Right.
And we saw the alerts earlier with the Reg E example with Adam Eckerson.
Right.
But in this situation, there are services that Jake's not taking advantage of with the bank.
I see.
And as a bank, I want to really deepen that relationship with the customer and
of
get them enrolled in additional services. And so this is another example where it's alerting me of something the customer doesn't have.
Right.
And easily just hit the add button.
Right.
And go through that simple process of adding internet banking for Jake here.
Right, right.
You go ahead and pick the accounts and go through the enrollment process. And then I just get the last, their login, their initial login, and they're set up for internet banking.
Wow, just just a few seconds.
That's right. It's extremely simple. Really encouraging staff to take advantage of these tools and enroll them in additional services and inserting these things at the right point in a conversation.
Right. And sometimes I know we got a lot of this sometimes, even for a variety of internet services, when it comes to financial matters. Sometimes some customers still want to talk to the banker first and ask a bunch of questions, even though it takes three clicks or 3 seconds to do
it.
That human interaction is important to confirm what he or she is resubscribing to. And that really adds value that you as a banker can do it very quickly wherever the customer want to conduct business, get them over the hump, and then get them connected to your services.
That's right. So that hit a couple of things. One was the service efficiency that we talked about. Mm-hmm. Another is just creating a whole different collaborative kind of interaction with the customer. That experience of sitting here with me on my tablet and assisting you mm-hmm. is a different impression of banking than you might have had in the past.
Right.
And
right.
it just creates a whole different image for our bank as we have these different tools available to us.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Richie. This is a great demo. So I've been dying to ask this question. So you've rolled out Branch Anywhere from Jack Henry to a lot of banks already. So what have they been telling you about how they like about your app running on Windows 8.1 and Surface Pro 3?
Well, I would tell you one of the things, and I know it's kind of marketed as a two-in-one type tool, mm-hmm. But really to me it's kind of a three-in-one because in the banking profession they kind of have really desktops, mm-hmm. then they might have a laptop. Now banks are starting to invest in tablets,
right?
But to me, this is that. So when I'm docked in the branch and I'm using the Jack Henry Enterprise solutions, then I have that full experience of being at a desktop. Mm-hmm. When I undock and maybe rip off the keyboard and go mm-hmm. assist a customer via tablet, I have the app that we have with Branch Anywhere that interacts right. with these solutions that we have through the enterprise.
Right.
Or if I go home, I can put my keyboard on there and use it as a laptop. So it really kind of answers a lot of things, and it's one device for them to manage.
Right, right. Versus in other scenarios, I think I've heard that there are other cases where someone have to carry multiple devices because they're not on the Windows platform.
That's right, that's right. So they really enjoy the efficiency of being able to manage one device and the ability to transform depending upon the interaction that I'll be having with my customer.
Right, and the fact that I think you made a point earlier, the Branch Anywhere software is linked to the Active Directory.
That's right.
And since all these are Windows PCs, just like good old Windows 7 PCs, these can be domain joined, managed through Active Directory, System Center, and other products. So.
And what we're doing as well is being able to be aware of whether we're docked or we're your tablet.
Right.
So as I can elegantly transition to the Enterprise Suite, where I might hand a customer off to you, Baldwin, mm-hmm. and you need to work with them in more in depth in the actual product inside the branch systems, then we can transition to and from those environments and provide an elegant transition between one environment to another.
Right. So to unpack that, I think what you're really saying is that for someone who might be sitting at a desk for more complex tasks, that you have to go through a lot more pieces of information. You have other traditional, we call it desktop Win32 application, that say the loan officer might have to run together with the Branch Anywhere software.
That's right.
They can do all that, whether it's modern touch-friendly application or mouse and keyboard capable type Win32 application. They could do both things side by side, one at a time, however they like, across two or three screens in front of the customer.
That's exactly right. And with our integration, we can easily transition between those states that they mm-hmm. that they operate in.
And for your developers, they're all building on top of this, using the same Visual Studio toolset, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Great. So thank you, Tommy and Richie, for coming over. This great, great, fantastic demo. Beautiful technology. Any closing thoughts before we close the show?
Tom? Yeah, I'd like to elaborate a little bit more on what Richie was talking about, the portability that this is helping for banks to bring their branch to the customer. Mm-hmm. And an example is that some of our banks are actually looking at opening up little branches within a university, so at the student union building, and that where kids can easily come up there. Because I have a college kid, and she does not like going to the branch.
Right.
So now they're bringing the branch to them.
Great.
And then additionally, what can also is helping the banks themselves is now, as opposed to when I was in the banking world, you know, I was a teller behind a window, low skilled, and I basically just did one thing. I acted as a teller. Well, what we're seeing now is the banks are redesigning. They're getting rid of those teller walls. It's feeling more like a hotel lobby. It's a very inviting environment.
Correct.
And they're sitting down, and they have to use less staff.
Right.
because now they have skilled employees who can basically take care of any transaction as long as it doesn't require a license.
Right. And the software to really kind of go anywhere the customer wants to take them instead of have to send them to another station.
Right.
That was key, because I know back in my teller days, and maybe when you were there, is there was a lot of times the customer would ask a question, I'd have to say, well, you need to talk to your loan officer.
Right.
Or you need to talk to them. Now they can pretty much take care of everything.
Right, so really going from more of a choppy experience into a seamless, more satisfying experience for customers, whether it's a college students or small business merchants, to conduct business quickly and frankly, get out of there and conduct the business or study.
Very much
right?
so.
So Tommy, I know that you have lots of materials from jackhenrybanking.com and a lot of location on the website, but you have other things. I heard about there are a couple of banks that have recently conducted some pilots with the application. So they're available in this customer video?
Yeah, check out this link and you'll see the video that we made with Branch Anywhere actually in the hands of the branch personnel themselves. So you can see it being used live at a couple of our banks down in New Orleans and in Florida.
Okay, excellent. And if I'm a customer, I get really interested after viewing this show, what action should they take?
Yeah, one, you can learn more about Branch Anywhere or go out and schedule a demo. So send it to askus@jackhenry.com. We'll get you a demo set up. More than likely, it'll be Richie doing it for you.
Okay,
and
great.
And come out there. And then if not that, join us in Orlando in October.
Right.
Save the date. Come out and see us. Play with us and Mickey, and it'll all be good.
All right. Okay, great. Well, again, thank you so much, Tommy.
Hey, thank you.
And Richie
thank
for
you,
coming
Bob.
Over.
Appreciate it.
And here's another episode of the Launchpad series. Until next time, don't be surprised that you'll be seeing Jack Henry Solutions working behind the scenes as you go out to banks and conducting business on your own in your geo. So thank you very much for joining.